To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Look, before we get started, I have a question. Is $25 too much for one movie ticket?
Yes.
Wait, I would have to buy a minimum of two, one for me, one for my son.
It just depends, dude. Like, honestly, like, I've paid $25 for it, but I've gotten, like, two pints, a fucking comic book, you know, reserve seating. So if it's something like that, it's worth it. If it's just, I'm going to go watch IMAX and that's it, no.
Let me explain to you the details. So it's, you get to see the movie a day early in a reserved theater. So only people who buy this ticket get to go in there. There's a limited number of tickets, of course. You get a t-shirt. Uh-huh. You get a poster, and then you get to enjoy trivia, fun games, and then a chance to win tickets to Alamo City Comic Con.
See, for just the movie is this and the tickets, yeah, it's fine. Like,
the movie is for Lego
Batman. I'm like, okay.
So which one?
And the movie is for Lego Batman.
Oh,
okay.
See, I'm in. If you're buying tickets, if you can buy me one too, and I'll transfer you the cash.
See, I feel like when I look at it, I'm like, damn, $50 to go to the movies.
Yeah, that but I mean, right off the bat, you get to watch it a day early, and then the t-shirt alone is probably like a limited t-shirt anyway.
And then it's not.
You know, well, if anybody's familiar with the Alamo City Comic Con, they always do like some. It always says like Alamo City Comic Con, and it's got some kind of theme to whatever the event is. They do them fairly regularly. So, and plus two. They will offer youth sizes in the shirt. So Riley can actually get a size that fits him.
See, that's cool. Nice. I'm on the fence.
But I mean,
see, well, I know the tickets were already on sale, but I didn't know there was that.
No, they don't go on sale till Thursday morning. So
no, they're on sale right now.
No, not the one I'm talking about right now.
Oh. I was like, the fucking movie's already...
The Lego Batman's on sale, but they've reserved this theater for this event. So this particular one will go on sale tomorrow morning. Well, if you're hearing this now, Thursday morning, AlamoCityComicCon.com, you can check that out if you're interested. So I'm loving this movie. Today? Yeah, they went on sale just this morning as we're broadcasting live. And welcome to another episode of Pocket Knife News. I'm Aaron.
I'm Philip.
And I'm Homer.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going pretty good.
So we recorded this super long, fun episode last week. And then literally, it goes up, and the next fucking day, two badass trailers drop.
Yes, dude.
Let's start with number one.
Oh, that's right. I've been gone 2 weeks. Yeah.
Sorry, you're out last week. You skipped the horror episode.
Wow, what was I doing last week? Was I at the gym?
No, I don't know. No. You had a hot day or something. You had to go make some ravioli or something.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I had dinner. That's right. That's what I had. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went out to dinner.
So we called in our pinch hitter, Sam of Halloween Happy, and she came in clutch.
Ready to go. Did she come outside?
This fucking guy.
You're part of the problem, you know that, right?
You know,
I know some of us are not
a problem. I've seen it everywhere.
No lie, the little fucking rap remix they have with it, not too bad.
Yeah,
better than half the shit on the radio.
Did you see the meme they made of her getting pulled over and the cop was like, "How'd you find me?" or something? He goes, "You went outside." And she's like,
"Oh my god!" I think the best one that I saw though, I saw just recently. Homer, you sent it to me. It's BVS in a nutshell. And it's fucking Ben Affleck looking at Henry Cavill. He says, "Cash me outside." And then it's the scene of them outside. And he's in the armor.
Oh, Batman is ready to go.
That was the best. Almost as good as that fucking Logan trailer. Homer, I'm going to let you leave this conversation out because, my God, I know that you are the biggest Wolverine fan, definitely within this group, one of the biggest X-Men fans. You know, you and I bonded over Friday afternoons at my mom's house watching the X-Men animated series in its entirety.
Dude, that was an awesome weekend. But I mean, there was like so much to talk about in this trailer. Like, there's things that are just hidden, and I don't know. Like, there's so much to say about it. You know what I mean? Like, the hidden characters, the other little like background things that they throw in there that kind of makes you go, man, they're like really trying to pull out the stops and like add characters, more people from like the comics that are just insane. You know what I mean? Like the little tweaks that I hope, even though it's going to be different from like Old Man Logan, of course, I feel like it's still going to have features to where people won't be mad. Sure. Yeah. But I feel like people won't be pissed. You know, like, I can't believe they, you know, didn't put this and put in that. Like, that was essential to the story. And I know they're going to take out a lot of stuff. But, I mean, still, for what's going on right now, I'm pretty hyped, dude. Like, there's so many characters that we could just, well, is this person going to be in? Is that person him? Like, who could it be? So, but I mean.
So, let me say this. I saw that first trailer, and it was fine. But based on that first trailer, I was kind of worried it was going to be more X-Men Apocalypse, where a lot of story, a lot of hanging out with each other. I mean, but it's Wolverine. I want to see Wolverine kick some ass. This trailer absolutely did that for me. With the Texas Koozies and all, this trailer just fucking kicked ass, man.
They were just ready to go, dude.
It was.
Wait, making sure I watched the right trailer. The little girl, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, X-23. All right.
Yep.
Yeah, I know you're not the biggest X-Men fan in its entirety, Philip, which is why we didn't lead with your opinion. But, my God, this movie just doesn't look like balls-out fun. Great story. We got this closing of the loop with Xavier and Wolverine, the two characters who have been recurring the most in this franchise, and then bringing in this X-23. I mean, really, Wolverine likes to take in little girls. I'm just saying, not in a sexual way at all.
But take him under the wing and take care of him, you know?
Right. I mean, look at the first time we see Wolverine. First time we see Wolverine, he takes in Rogue. And now the last time we were seeing Wolverine, he's taking in a young apprentice. My God, dude, that scene where they're fighting in the woods and he kills somebody and then she does the flip over him. I was like, yes. I was like, oh, this is good. This is good. Whoa.
I came out of nowhere. I love the part where he's like, she comes out and she starts pulling out her claws, and he's like, no.
Yeah.
like, I know where you're going with this. Don't you do it.
It looks fucking so good, man, and I'm super
high. I like the trailer where they're in the car, and she's got her hand, like, on the door as they're driving, and her knuckles are all bruised.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just like
– You see the knuckles. Do you see him healing at the end? As they're driving?
I didn't notice that they were healing. That's pretty cool. I didn't catch that. This one it looks action-packed. It looks fun, but it also looks poetic, man. It looks like they've really taken the time to develop a good story. I mean, with the air quotes, quote-unquote, this being Hugh Jackman's last ride, I mean, I think that they're really doing it right, man. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I feel like,
I don't like X-Men,
the
so
reason
that should say something.
I feel the reason why it's gonna have a good story and like it's gonna get into it is because there's less characters to throw around. You know what I mean? It's not Rogue and Storm and Iceman and Black Cat and you know, it's just you know, here it is. These four people versus this group of people, like that's it. We don't have Magneto and Toad and all these characters stacking up where it's too many people to have a great story. So, I mean, I feel like that might make it better.
I'm excited to see who these bad guys are. I'm not as based on the trailer. I couldn't pinpoint exactly who they are. I haven't delved into it, and I'm sure someone way nerdier than us has figured it out and knows exactly who they are. But, man, I'm excited. It's going to be a fun story.
That's where it goes back to the Old Man Logan, dude. They're in the Old Man Logan comic, so they're like the mutant hunters.
So before I watched this Logan trailer, I fucking geeked out, posted the whole thing on Instagram. And then this Logan trailer dropped an hour later, and I was like, I can't post two trailers on Instagram. It's just too time-consuming in a row. But before that, bright and early in the morning, last Thursday, the newest Power Rangers trailer dropped.
Yeah. Dude, my throat's all itchy and I can't. Stupid allergies.
Say about it. I have some complaints and I have some compliments.
I have one complaint.
Okay. Is the Black Ranger not black?
Oh, the Black Ranger's the Asian guy.
We're not going to touch this because that's a racist comment.
No,
that's
no,
a little too cliche, not, don't you think?
No, nah, bro. Yeah, it is. You don't have a Yellow Ranger as an Asian. Oh, wait, screw that. Cancel.
She's Latina, bro. Dude, it's Becky G. She's Latina. Look, so here's my complaint. let me get my complaint out of the way. My complaint is to all these fucking people saying this trailer looks like trash. Totally ruined it for me. Fucking, I'll watch the original. These people are complaining that this trailer looks like trash because they made it too kiddie. Are you fucking kidding me? This is based on a children's franchise. It's supposed to be geared towards young adults and children.
Yeah.
This wasn't supposed to be Christopher Nolan's Power Rangers. If it was that dark, it wouldn't be drawing from the fucking original thing that it would be. They're trying to draw in a whole new audience and introduce them to this thing. Are y'all fucking retarded?
It was not really a Tim Burton special. It's
like if you go back and watch the original Power Rangers, you watch it now as an adult and you're like, this sucks.
I don't want to go that far.
All right. Well, I mean, as a kid, when it came out, when it came out as a child, I was like, this is amazing. All right?
Yeah, of course. And I still
– now I look still, back and I'm up. Just like, if I watch this thinking with, like, the mentality of a child, it's still good. But if I watch it as an adult still good and I, like, look at the movie and watch it like, more critically, I'm like, eh.
You're being too critical. It's a children's show. You can't be that critical of it. You have to remember when it was made and who it was made for and how it was made. They made it using recycled footage.
What are you doing?
I'm sitting here. What are you doing?
He's growing. He's working on that beard, man. Look at this fucking old man Logan himself over there.
I had to shave some of it, you know.
Dude, this is based on a children's property that delivered back in the 90s, and this looks like it is exactly what it should be today. It is going to keep any fans of the 90s show, the American version, not the Japanese version. I know the Japanese version is 100 times better. I did watch one season in Japanese, and it fucking blew my mind. And I can't watch another one because it'll ruin the rest of Power Rangers forever. Because none of the American versions are as good as that one Japanese season I watched. That being said, though, this holds such a special place in my heart. This looks exactly like what we fucking wanted to see as children, man. Like, are you kidding me? I showed this trailer to my 7-year-old. He loses his shit, man. He's like, I want to see that. I want to see that. We went to the Walmart, and he had just brought home. Pork cart did great. Whatever. And he was, as a reward, what's he pick out as a toy to pick out? He's like, oh, is this the new Morpher for the new movie? Yes. Oh, my gosh, I need it. Can I please get this? Can I please get this? I really want this. All right, fine. And then I happened to look over, and they had every fucking Zord there too, so we just went ahead and picked those all up too, and we'll get those. Don't worry about it, okay?
Done.
Biggest Megazord that I've ever seen. We have three pieces, and it's just putting those three pieces. You can buy them individually too, which is pretty cool. And then they all combine. Those three pieces alone are bigger than any Megazord that he has. It's insane.
That's crazy,
dude. This looks like balls out fun. What? Just pure joy. Is all this movie look like?
I'm interested to see it. You know, I'm going to tell you now, I'm not 100% hyped. Like, there's things where I'm like, really? Really? The main thing is Alpha.
Like what?
Well, right off the bat, Alpha. Like, I saw him.
I was skeptical with the pictures and what we had seen before. But when he rolls through and it's Bill Heater? Is that who the guy's name doing the voice? John Heater. And he's I was kind of expecting more. Dude, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I don't know, man.
I don't like the way they're morphing. The way they morph, I was kind of like, what?
I'm assuming that's the first time that they're morphing, not like a regular morph.
I want them to hold the first time they're getting for, like, Mighty Morphin, dude. That's what I want to see.
I don't know.
There'll be definitely some nod to it, I bet. Yeah. They're going to step on there and be like, what do we do? And they're going to transform. They're like, whoa. He's like, what'd you think? You're going to hold your belt buckle in front of your face?
Yeah.
That would be hilarious. Something like that. Yeah. That would be nice.
Sorry, so, that was the ass in my cup. Clanking down.
Like I said, I want to see it. I'm not like, dude, tell me when the tickets go on sale.
What?
You know what I mean? Like,
you're fucking crack. I would buy tickets right now. Fuck the Lego Batman tickets. If they put out tickets on for pre-sale tomorrow for $25, I'd buy them right now.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, that's a little insane. I think I'd rather do the Lego Batman thing.
There you go.
Nah, I don't know. Lego Batman does look fantastic, but this Power Ranger trailer, just, I don't know, man. It hit me right in the feels, man. Like they pick a good song, which has been played to death in trailers, but it flows nicely. Like, I don't know. It just looks like they took their time. Like, things make more sense in this. Like, their command center is underground. That makes way more sense than it being in the fucking desert that it was in the original show, where Rita could have just walked over there anytime. She's on the moon and can see anywhere on the earth except for Zordon's center. Are you for real right now? Really?
Yeah.
It looks pretty legit in there.
When I saw the Putty Patrol figures at first, I was like, well, those look fucking lame. And then I see them in this trailer and I was like, these rock monster putties are fucking badass.
When they do the Megazord for the very first time, I was like, oh.
It looks good. It looks good, man. I was worried after that first toy that they released that it was going to be like all gray and not very colorful. I was like, that's fucking gay.
Yeah.
But they did not do that, and it's looking great. Yep. I'm loving it. I think really my least favorite thing about the whole trailer was Bryan Cranston's face as Zordon.
You don't see it
for very long, yeah.
It looks like, I don't know.
You know those things that they had as a kid where you could put like, it was a bunch of like little needles. You could put your hand in it and it would make the impression. That's what his face looked like.
So fun fact about those. I always wanted one of those. Not because I thought they were that cool or anything, but because there's a scene in the Mario Brothers movie where Luigi puts one on his face and he's talking still with it on, and then Mario drops the boots on him, and then they leave. But just, I don't know, that scene, he's like, with it on his face. I was like, that's so cool. Because Luigi is the coolest fucking dude around, man.
Which is funny that you bring that up, because apparently came out on Blu-ray this month, or it's coming out on Blu-ray this month. Or next month, something like that. I know it's close. But if anybody wants to go grab that, I know I want to go grab that as a Blu-ray. Walmart right now, DVD, $5 if you can find it, $5 beast.
I'll definitely be picking that one up. So I'm excited for Power Rangers. You guys are excited, but not as excited as me. But we all grew up with Power Rangers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All grew up with Power Rangers. So topic of the day, we're going to go with two of your favorite memories, collectibles, toys, experiences related to Power Rangers from your childhood. Who wants to go first?
I can go.
Who's ready?
Go.
All right, Philip, what do you got?
All right, first memory, I think it was because I was in third grade when the Power Rangers movie came out. And that first scene where they're all parachuting.
Oh.
And Tommy's on the snowboard while he's parachuting.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
Yes, dude. That was like the most, you know, as an 8-year-old, y'all was like, oh my God, that is so amazing.
And then everybody's just jumping up. And then he jumps out with the surfboard.
Exactly. I was like, ah. So, yeah. All right. So that's one of my favorite memories. And
so just that scene, the movie as a whole or the scene? That particular scene.
Because I just thought that scene was so badass. Because the way he lands is he like – rides it down. Even after he opens his parachute, he rides the snowboard down. So I just thought that's cool.
Dude, that Power Rangers movie as a whole is just like such a fun memory. Did you see it in theaters?
Yeah.
I saw it in theaters as well, and I really enjoyed it. I loved the new weapons that they had just out of nowhere. They're like, hey, we have new weapons that we've never used in the show before. And she's all, pterodactyl whip. You're all, what the fuck was that? And then Billy's got these tasers that he can also grappling hook with. Super confusing, but I think we had seen it in theaters already, and then a few weeks later we were going to the movies again. I remember my mom was like, oh, we're gonna see a movie with some friends, and I was like, oh, they wouldn't tell us, and they're like, we're like, okay, what's it start with? They're all P. I was like, dude, we're going to fucking see Power Rangers again. Totally awesome. You know what we ended up seeing that day? Pocahontas.
Pocahontas. Wow. Some prequel to Peppa Pig.
Yeah, our parents took two young boys who had all the Power Ranger toys to go see Pocahontas instead of seeing Power Rangers for a second time.
I think it was your mom's turn to pick.
I don't know. Miss J, I'm going to hold this one on you.
Nice. All right, so that's the first one. Second one.
Well, no, you got to wait. You got to wait. You can't do what? Two in a row.
I thought we were doing two in a row. Oh,
my. Homer, your first one.
Okay, my first one is the toys that came out where the head switched when you pushed down on the belt.
Motherfucker, that was my second one.
And it went from a regular head to the helmet to the regular head to the helmet. Dude.
Oh my God.
I think I had like the red and the green. Actually, I still had the green. For sure, I have that one. It doesn't switch back though. You got to move it yourself, but
you got to give it a little push, right? Yeah. And it'll do like a half a flip and then get stuck, and then you're like, yeah, transform it. The only problem I ever had with those figures, I was all, like, who are you fooling? Like, you don't have your helmet on? Because they marketed those like, oh, it's just Tommy. Psych, the Green Ranger. My fool. He's in full costume. Just his hair.
When they all have to get a trench coat from another figure
to put it. Those were awesome, man. There was so much good merch that came from that. And it's funny because I think my first pick is also going to be a toy. And it's going to be, I guess, kind of a combination of both y'all's. The toys that came out in relation to the movie at McDonald's. I'm alone here.
Yeah, I'm
alone.
I'm trying to remember them.
Were they in their Zord, but their heads popped up? Was it that one?
No, not the Zord. The Zord one sucked. It was the other one, the accessories. There's three that I distinctly remember. First one, the communicator watch.
Oh.
It didn't do shit. It was just that little plastic watch, and it had to look like their little communicator, and I don't think it did anything. It just, like, shined. Then there was this little... I don't even think it beeped, but I can't remember. But it just looked awesome. Thing that was supposed to be like an Ivan Ooze TV monitor, like when he hypnotized everybody into coming. But the crown jewel of it all was it came with a morpher. And in that morpher had three coins. It had a character on each side, and it was every one of the new characters. Because I never saw them release a morpher with the new animals. So, like, it had the frog, and it had the wolf, the bear, and the ape, and, like, oh, it had only the new ones. And I just thought it was fucking awesome, man. And I found it on eBay as an adult, and I bought it for my son, and I think he knows where one of the coins are.
Nice. I remember the coins. The coins I remember. That's too funny, dude.
Yeah.
I don't even know where the hell he's at. I don't even know what's going on right now.
Yeah, I found it. I was like, oh my God, I fucking loved this as a kid. And he was like, this is so cool. Now it's lost. Philip, go ahead with your number two now.
All right. Well, since Homer took it, I had to think of another one.
Oh,
Oh, we were kids, we had the coins that had the little launchers that you would wind up and you'd launch them on a table.
Oh, dude, it looked like the coin battles. Little cell phone?
Yeah, and it was like the little, you could do the coin battles. Well, if you remember, they had the Power Rangers ones to those too.
Yep.
And the coins were like holographic.
Yep.
So I remember doing that. I used to take it to school and we'd play at recess. We'd get around and we'd play battle coins.
Things were awesome because when you would flip it closed, you could still see on the Power Ranger one in particular, it was gold embossed and said it had the Power Rangers logo. Yep. And you could still see the base of the top in there.
And the way the metal was when it would hit. Because on the commercial, you'd see like sparks or whatever, but the way they would hit in real life, dude, it sounded so badass because it was like it's not like two regular coins hitting. It's like it sounds like two sharp pieces of metal. Like, you know, it sounds like they're actually like beating each other, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, man. I another fun fact about those in particular too. So shortly after I got that morpher, I found those online too. I got two of them.
Nice.
we actually do know where those are. It only came with two coins. The one bad guy, that's the skeleton guy. Remember the Yellow Ranger had to fight her in the show, and he would, like, his head would float off. And then the other one was the...
He's the one with the cape, right?
Yep. Yep, that was one of the guys. And then the other one was... not the White Ranger's Megazord. It was that big, like, Brontosaurus, the big, long-necked Megazord that they all sat in.
Oh, that's the other one
that we have. I remember that one. Next time I come over, I'm going to have to battle your son in coins then.
He's an asshole.
Okay. Well, that was intense.
For that real. Escalated that quickly. Just came out of nowhere.
Dang. Well, she was trying to say hi earlier and like you weren't twice. Looking. Well, one, you were disconnected, and then she was waving right now, and she's like, he's not even fucking looking.
There you go.
There we go. It's great radio. Everybody waving to each other. Homer.
So my second time around, the thing that I remember best was, damn, I honestly can't say how old I was. Maybe in my early teens, maybe. So they had done, like, I guess, like a Power Ranger con, I guess, is what the equivalent was to what it was here. And it was when it had happened when the originals were out. And I think they were, like, promoting the movie or before the movie came out or something like that. I don't know. But they had came to San Antonio and they had a big meet and greet. And they had, like, it was, like, Power Ranger Fest or something, dude. But, I mean, my dad had ended up taking me and I was like, dude, this is one of the coolest things you've ever done for me. Like, it was just one of those moments where it's, like, I'm always going to remember it. You know what I mean? But it was just because... two badass things were going on and shit, so I liked it. That's one thing that I remember from them, but I mean, it's kind of hard to see them now with all the Comic Cons and everything going on.
Shoot, hey, you know, fun fact, hey, we'll promote another Texas Con, Corpus Christi Comic Con in June or July. They'll have not the original Mighty Morphin, but they'll have two of the Samurai Rangers out there.
Hey, there it is.
Red and Gold. Yeah, Jaden and the other guy. What? Gold guy was awesome. The Gold Ranger with the Barracuda blade?
So who was your last one, Aaron?
All right. My last pick has been very difficult because I was quite the Power Ranger fanatic. I don't know if I want to choose my Power Ranger sandals I had.
Oh,
wow. Bed sheets. And you know what? I'll go with this one. So, I found a picture at my mom's house, you know, in the past 2 years, and I brought it to my house, and I reclaimed it for myself, and it's me. No, it's Power Ranger episode.
Oh, picture?
We've been talking.
That's yeah. Sitting on the bar.
Yes. Can I tell the story now?
Oh, I ruined stories, guys.
That's the whole episode is about telling stories about Power Rangers.
So, your story.
Why do I even do this? Why do I even try? So I found this picture and I brought it over. So it's a picture of me laying, sleeping in bed on my Power Ranger sheets. And I have this Power Ranger stuff. Well, I guess it's a stuffed Power Ranger. And it's this big ass thing, man. It's like maybe 12 inches tall and it's a big stuffed Power Ranger. Real cool. And it's all stuffed except for the head. The head's rubber. And I just remember that thing being totally awesome. But
like a hard rubber head?
Yeah.
I think I remember talking about.
You remember toys from the 90s? No fucking safety. What the fuck was that, you know? But it's cool to look at that picture now. And when my son got into Power Rangers, he got in really into it at the samurai level.
Mm-hmm.
And when my wife and I went to New York, well, we weren't married yet, but that's where we got engaged. And we were in the Toys R Us in Times Square. And we found pretty much that same ranger, except it's the red samurai ranger.
Dude, that's
great. He still has that.
That's legit, though.
So I guess I'm going to go ahead and go with that. That's my number two pick.
That was a great
one. We had some technical difficulties early in the show, so it's going to be a little bit shorter today. We're excited for Power Rangers. Logan looks sick. Next week we'll be back with a big old episode. It's going to be super fun.
Can't wait.
Whoop, whoop. You guys ready to wrap it up for tonight, though?
Yes, sir.
Short little mid-month.
I'm Homer, and I'm out.
Okay, Homer's out. Omen is out.
I'm out.
All right, guys. You have a good night, Philip.
And I'm Aaron. You, I'll take it easy.
This is your destiny. This is your time.